We're on page 57, the Maamar Revi'i, Ois Yud. The basic theme of the Maamar was the way we look at God. That's what Maamar Revi'i is. Maamar Shlishi was the comparison to the Karoyim and the understanding of Brachis. Basically, Maamar Revi'i is how we look at the Ribbono Shel Olam. He had said that, in his explanation, that the Nevi'im get Nevuah at certain times and in certain places, which he said means Eretz Yisrael. So the Kuzari here presents the following new challenge. He says, Amar HaKuzari, Aval, HaToyres Asha Acharechem, the religions that follow Judaism, he means Christianity and Islam, Kasha Yaidu Be'emes V'lo Yechishu, they agree with what you said. Kulam Asimin Yisraim L'moke Mahu, they agree that Eretz Yisrael is a special place. They all agree to the fundamental ideas of Yiddishkeit, or at least they say they do, that Eretz Yisrael is the place where Tefillah goes up to heaven, the place where Nevuah came to Klal Yisrael. And they all agree the godless of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And they agreed to the story of Bereishis and the Mabel. What he's saying is, you're saying that the Nevi'im that are established in the Torah are the proof of Yiddishkeit. So he's saying, but the other religions which follow Yiddishkeit, they agree that what it says in the Torah is true. If that's the case, so how do the Nevuahs that are mentioned in Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim, how does that prove Judaism more than it would prove anything else? That's his challenge. So really, there can be two parts to his challenge.
The first, all the others know about it, and they follow it, so where do you have to make a distinction between you and them?
No, well, the distinction, there's a clear distinction, but where do you make a distinction in the proof? I read you the way it's explained on the bottom here. By the Oitzer Nichbad, he explains, Nira, Shadirei Akuzari b'simen zeh, the words of the king, I'm reading from the fourth line of the Oitzer Nichbad, Lirois chitzim v'zikei mov has klapi mashasiyem achaver, to throw challenges, a very strong lush, and throw arrows, zikei moves, and dangerous lightning, against what the Chavar had just said, Ba'omrei. The Chavar said, since Eretz Yisrael is a divine place, so that's a proof to Torah. The Kuzari says, no, so one thing has nothing to do with the other. They all have Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah Shabbat Ksav. So in Yud Aleph, you would expect he'd go into a long explanation of differences between the religions. He doesn't do that. The Chavar here just narrows down his response to the question. The question was, they agreed to the Torah, and you agreed to the Torah. So who says that a religious practice has to be yours? So to that, he responds. In other words, it's a narrow response rather than a style to have a broad response. Omer HaChavar, Omnam ha'isi medama oisam l'bnei Adam, asher lekiblu kol toldos ha'mitzvos ach shorashayim. It's true that the other religions accept the shayrish, the root of Yiddishkeit, but not all of the whatever follows through from them. Lulei shemaseim seisum estevreim. He's saying, ha'isi, I would answer, there are two things. There's the doctrine of a religion and the practice. So he's saying, it's starting again, the Chavar says, Ahisi medama oisam. I would answer the doctrine of the other religions by saying that people, Shekibu Kozmis is Afshar Hashem, that they keep the roots of Torah, of our Torah, but not the practices that come out of it. You look at the practice of a Jew and the practice of a non-Jew. Lule, however, he says, Shemasev Seisim Es Devrayim, their practice doesn't even follow the doctrine. B'dvarim she'machavdin al makaymais hayu le'elimim. Their recognition of Mokim HaNevuah, of Eretz Yisrael, the place of Nevuah, are words that have a chavnin al makaymas hayu le'elim to a lot of the pagan practices. Beza Mokim sheyikre sheyeh ba'amamaynam lo'nira b'maisi alakai. For example, Islam. Where the Muslims live, which is not Eretz Yisrael, im hish'iram chukei ha'avaydes ha'kadumais v'yimei chagei b'mayadayim, they've taken a religion that embraces the previous pagan religions with their holidays. And all they did is change the images. Mahu oisam v'lay mahu dasaseyam. Now he's saying is this. He's saying two things. He's saying that the place that they accept as a doctrine, which is Eretz Yisrael, they quickly change to the place Hamoinam, where they all live. He mentions Mecca here on the bottom. But more than that, now, I don't know much about Islam, but I know Christianity, when you read the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah, the pagan holidays, they're all forerunners of the Christian holidays. I shouldn't say all, but most. Calendar is the most. The Xmas, the 8-day holiday, pagan holiday, which mentioned the Gemara, from December 25th to July 1st, was adapted. That doesn't come from the Chumash. That doesn't come from the Torah. Kamat Shoyim, Kikoma Shomer Abayre, as if they're saying that the rejection of the pagan worship is only a remez. Anachnu am roiv hayamim or im roiv hayamim mishtavim aleihem ba'avoy neseinu. Ve'emesu shekavanasam eini alo lalekim. Somebody, I don't know, he says ba'avoy neseinu, but he's saying is that there are Jews that can be compared to them. However, their kavana is to God. We have a chumash. Avimelech had nevuah. He also believed in the shayrish. He believed in the God. Anshei Nineveh. Umei hafilosufim yikru l'shem elakim. Some philosophers also recognize our God. Umanig ha'higriyim. The higriyim are the Muslims. We call them Yishmaelim. More accurate to call them Higriyim. In Navi we find that they're called Higriyim. They're called the Bnei Hagar and Telem.
Yeah,
they agree, what? You see, I suspect that what refers to Christianity was taken out by censors here. I can only read the traditional print.
Yeah, right.
But we see the rejections of Islam are mentioned. The rejections of Christianity have been expunged from here.
Yeah.
I expect by these censors. Is that what it says underneath in your print?
He brings it down over here. Yeah.
I'm going to read what I have. He refers here only to Islam. In yours, he refers to both. They agree that Nevuah came originally, as we say in Eretz Yisrael, v'tziva liyasher anshi aylam kulay, and they take on that it spread over the whole world. Hayamakim kavanasam ma'aretz ahi, and that God was referring to their lands. V'loy nisaki v'ini ki ma'at eshishim kavanasam alamakim eshahamayim sham. It didn't take very long till they changed their holy place to the place where they live in Saudi Arabia. I'll give you a marshal, he says. Listen, people want to study the sun. Say, go somewhere. If you want to study the sun, you have to go to the equator to study the sun. So they want to study the sun. But their eyes are sensitive. They can't study the sun. It's too bright. He had the marshal, but here we had this marshal that if you see Nevuah and you can't see. He's giving a marshal to someone who tries to study the sun. It doesn't work. You can't see it. He says, let's go to the North Pole or the South Pole. We'll study the sun there. And they changed the location to a place where you can't study the sun, where the sun is always less observable. They go there to see the sun. They don't see it. He's saying is that the Maid Eretz Yisrael is the place, but then they go and they switch its the place of holiness somewhere else. Hamadik Moshal Shalom but our Torah. Hemet Hamain Etzel Har Sinai Lirai says Saara Sharu Iluayachalim Allah Biyachaltai. Vakakar Lishivim Zakeinim Baru. He called those capable of seeing the sun, which is the Ar Hashem. 70s Zakeinim one close the Kamasham Yerus Lkei Yisrael. This week's parasha of Akin Kabat Hashem is and that's about Loisra. Vakakibitz Hashem is Kainim Ashniim Vachalayim Or Hanavua. You have the original 70s Kainim, then you have the 70s Kainim Balaisqab, Edim Ktsasal, Ktsasam, Bavasharayim of Mashashayimim, and they're able to talk among themselves about Tayyarav Nisrachba, Mashavas, Arois, Manauma, Shiashaka Navua, Tainamiha Yachid Shatan Ba. So Navua doesn't have to come from a Yachid, Klaitachin, Lavar, Haskama, Allah, Mainimahim. It's a multitude of people. If they all agree, it's got to be true. Kol shkein, sherabu v'hayu kilais mishtavim imalisha b'idias yayim lekeach b'yaliyahu. Well, the many who recognize the day, if you learn Navi, the many Nevi'im said, they run out to Elisha, did they say, do you know, Eliyahu will be taken today. It means many Nevi'im do the same thing. Ba'amram loy, hayadata kiyam isham lekeach adinecham ha'reshecha kulam edim l'maisha mizarazim al terasai. The piece that he's saying here is not so...
It's not so clear.
It's very clear, but it's to us, it's passé. It's already history. There's no big argument. The arguments of the Christians today are, I'm not a Christian scholar, but the Hamoin Am of Christians don't remember the Trinity. They just remember their Yashka. And I'm not saying that there aren't those who are fundamentalists, but the Hamoin Am, I forgot about the God part. Okay, it's not fair to paint them all in one brush, but what I'm saying is most of what he's saying here is not so relevant today, because the idea that Jews are the rejected people and that Christians are replacing us, it's pretty much not alive anymore. Partially because the state of Israel made it impossible. The doctrine said that the Jews were rejected by God and would never return to Israel. And the return, that's why the Vatican established ties with Israel later than some of the Arab states. It was the last, not the last, there's some who still don't, but one of the last places in the world to establish a tie. That's a totally different discussion. And what I want to point out one thing and then get to the follow-up here, which is fascinating. Nevuah, he makes the point that Nevuah is never... Actually, he doesn't say never. He says Nevuah is not singular. It's 70 Nevi'im, or it's Elisha and all his Chaverim. There's an idea in Rishayim, but it's not such Gemara, so there might be Rishayim who will argue. But there's an idea in Taisvis that when one Navi hears a Nevuah and is told to tell it, all the other Nevi'im hear it, that are alive at that time, hear it not to be told. But they all, in other words, it's never one person presenting a Nevuah. It's the other Nevi'im who receive the same Nevuah at the same time. There's that concept that's mentioned in Rishayim, which fits in with what he is saying here. He's saying here that part of the proof of Nevuah is the fact that it comes to many Nevi'im. And therefore, if one Navi gets it and the others don't get it, there's something to be suspected. Now, I don't remember. It's a Taisus of Sanhedrin, but I don't know. I don't remember what the Makar is.
It's not a Gemara, is it?
It's probably based on a Gemara. Tosis wouldn't have made it up, but I honestly don't recall. Now,
when it comes to Rishenki and Islam, the reason why they became what they became is because they don't have the knowledge of Chaim. That's the reason why.
Well, Islam and Christianity were born from two different things. Totally different. Christianity was born from someone who tried to create a Jewish sect that was rejected by the Jews, so they went off on their own. Islam was just the opposite. Islam never tried to be a Jewish sect. So it really came from two directions.
If you listen, if you listen to Christian scholars, they have a very, very strong question. You know, not all of us can answer them.
I'm not so sure, but we can't answer because they misquote. They're famous for misquoting, and you know, they misquote Yeshaya, and they misquote even the translation of Alma as a. Okay. Anyway, I'd like to move on to your days. Amar Kuzari, Avalim Yaisa Kravim Aleichem Afli Sufim. You talk about something that's hard to answer. So what about this? He asks the question as follows: what's closer to Judaism? Someone would ask you, what's closer to Judaism, a Christian or an atheist?
Or what?
Or an atheist. What's closer to Yiddishkeit, a Christian or an atheist?
According to Rabbah, Christianity is a Shia for a guy. It's shared, even though they believe in Shia power. For Yid, it's about
dessert,
but for a
guy, I'm asking you, what's closer to Yiddishkeit?
On the face of Christianity.
What?
The face of
on the face of Christianity is closer. So he, that's what he's asking him. So why is it the Rambam admired the philosophers, he didn't admire the Christians or the Islam or Islamists? He's going to answer the question.
Yeah.
It was a very, it's a hard question to answer.
I'll ask because also, the Rambam fell under the rain. He had a lot of, from the atheists weren't giving them.
What atheists? There were no atheists coming around. But the atheists are the latest religion to come around.
Not believe it. Yeah. Not harass the Jews as much as the Christians and Muslims.
All right. That could
it's also
be.
A good consideration.
Yeah, okay, well, you're right. But in theory, what's closer? He's asking, aren't the Christians and the Muslims closer to Judaism than the philosophers? So what he means to say is, you know, the Rambam admired the philosophers. The philosophers deny a lot of the tenets of Yiddishkeit that the Christians accept, at least in theory. So he, Chavar answers in a beautiful way. He says, but, right? He starts off, Amar Chavar, Rachik Mashiyesh ben Bal Torah ben a philosoph. There's a great distance between someone who believes in Torah and a philosopher. Kibala Torah mevakasholik kislate elis gedailis. A Baal Torah, meaning a from Jew, wants godliness for a purpose. Zulas te elis idiasay isay. A philosopher looks at God for the intellectual stimulation, the intellectual knowledge. A Jew looks to God to be able to grow, to be able to change his life. That's a fundamental difference, that's the fundamental difference between the two. So again, Bala Torah mevakasholik l'teyelas gedailas. For a teyelas, for a purpose, for a benefit from it. Zulas teyelas idiasai say, besides wanting to know God. Val philosoph, ene mevakashol shisapru alamitasai. He does his intellectual understanding, he pursues truth. Kashu mevakash yisaper ha'aretz al dimyon. Just like he would like to understand the earth, al-dimyon on his imagination, shu b'merkas ha-gilgul ha-gadol, v'neru b'merkas gilgul ha-mazalais. To understand whether the earth is at the center of whichever sphere, heavenly sphere, the outer sphere, the inner sphere, I mentioned the other day, b'zula semi-ideas, there are other points of knowledge. So, to a philosopher, there are points of knowledge about astronomy, there are points of knowledge about the other sciences, and then theology is one of the sciences. And that's his purpose. It doesn't have to change the way he lives. And some mistakes, like if someone makes a mistake in understanding the sciences, Shimashata, where people make errors, Atela says, and then Ukim Yedias Advarm, Alamitasan, Lahadmai Spesechel, Hapoyel, the Yishav Huhu. Whether he gets his knowledge from somebody who's righteous in the way he behaves, or someone who's an apikairis, lo yochush, kishiyah philosoph. Philosophy has nothing to do with practice. Visharshe amunasam shem oimrim. And the basic tenets of the Greek philosophers that differ from Yiddishkeit, where they say lo yitev Hashem v'lo yera, they held that God doesn't really care what we do in this world, he doesn't do good or bad. Shiyama b'kad masa'ilam, or they believe in the fact, their belief that the world, steady state theory, always existed. There's no void before creation. It's an unchanging world. And if the philosophers call God the creator, it means as an expression rather than a belief in a creator. That he's the cause and the mover. Very hard to translate this. The expressions here are expressions of a God who observes the world and notices the world, but doesn't care all that much about the world. So why did the Rambam like the philosophers? Im yisrachku hareiche kazeh. If philosophy is so distant from Judaism, ain lahashem ha'isam. Is that they're not guilty? Because we're talking about people that were born without a religion. They wanted to know God. And b'derech hakosha, hakosha is an expression he uses all the time for comparison, for logic. And this is why it came out logical to them. A philosopher will say, you believe in your God, I can't contradict it. But my parents didn't stand at Sinai, I don't know about it. I can only think in human logic. So therefore, the philosophers are worse and better. They're worse in that their shittas are based totally on intellectual pursuits. But they're better in that they're not at fault. They're searching for truth.
I think it's summed up in saying that the philosophers pursue knowledge for knowledge's sake. That's the only reason.
Philosophers knowledge for knowledge's sake, or even for truth's sake, right? But not as a matter of practice. But the Muslims, or the Christians, the fact that they believe in the basic tenets of Yiddishkeit, that itself is what makes them more distant. Vimloi. And if you're not going to agree with me, Yeravam v'siyata yosek reivim eleinu. What about Yeravam? The Rishoim, right? The Yeravam is one of the four Jews who has no chelik in Olam Haba. One of the seven people who have no chelik in Olam Haba. The four Malachim. Vayu oiv de alilim. Vayim Yisrael. Nimoilim. Shem Shabbos v'shar mitzvahs. He'll say Yeravam is closer to the Jews. Because Yeravam kept Shem Shabbos, kept Ris Mila. Elamad mima shevim tzarech anhoga la'aved alayim. Whatever a small amount that was good for them, they violated. Just like those who made the egel. They're good in the fact that they distanced themselves from the pagan worship. Since they took God to a place where he doesn't exist, besides that they changed most of the practical mitzvahs. So what he's saying is that a falsification of truth is worse than ignorance of truth. That's what he's saying. It's a very controversial letter from the Chafetz Chaim. It's Rebbe Chodom printed in the Kovetz Mamorim. Chafetz Chaim said, and Mati, I know that not everybody agrees with this. Chafetz Chaim said, if you have a choice to send a Jewish child to public school or to a Jewish school that teaches kfira, it's better to send to public school, which is why it says in the Kuzari.
So
now, there's an argument.
Better send them to public school.
You know, but
this graduated from some of these schools, they have nothing to do with the Israel, whereas a public school, in the comparative, they come.
Yeah, there are practical arguments that if you're going to go to the conservative school for a few years, they'll know Aleph Beis and they'll have a chance. I know I've had, or I'm probably still alive, with a family where the mother became from and the father didn't, and I was in touch with them for a long while, and they, when it came time to send the child to school, the father said, "You can't send him to Orthodox school. The child's going to grow up and say I'm a guy. So if he's sent to public school, send him to the Salma Shachta school." And the mother was torn. On the one hand, she can't get from a lady. I sent the kid to public school. If you go to Salma Shachta school, at least she'll know that you eat Mats on Passover, right? They'll know something. The Jews left Egypt. And they're very, very torn. And whatever the circumstances of that case were, Rav Palm told them to send to the Jewish school. Because of the hope, but there the hope was that the kids are going to kindergarten, the hope was that by second grade, third grade, They'll be able to push him into the frum school, whereas he goes to public school till third grade, you won't get him into the frum school, you won't know aleph beis, you won't know how to read. So, it's a hard thing, but the concept of the Chafetz Chaim, that b'shita, it's better to send to a public school than to a warp Yiddishkeit school, that's what the Kuzari is saying here. It's exactly what the Chavar is saying here. He's saying, you're right, the Christians seem closer to us in their fundamental beliefs, but they're further than us because it's a dreit, right? So Yeravam was also closer, but not close. So what? Yeravam. No, Rabbi Miller used to say, what do you say about Esav? He'd walk into shul, we'd sit him at the Mizrach Mant, and we'd give him Shlishi, and Mr. was the Levi. Shlomo Melech. Yeravam was the breakaway of the 10 Shvatim. And he lost the chelik in Olam Haba. You should know, only great people could lose a chelik in Olam Haba. You have to be a Baal HaDraga.
It wasn't a theological thing. It was power that he didn't want them to bring after Shlomo HaMelech. He didn't want them to go after them. So he created his own thing that they should come to him. Right?
He created the Eglei Azov. In the Midbar, they had one. He had two.
Okay.
All right, we are up to you, Dalit. Next two nights, you're welcome to join me for Simchas Purim.